Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
From Fontaines, D.C., Imdu Mokhtar, Mark Knopfler, David Gilmour, Jack White, Brittany Howard, Sturgill Simpson, Vampire Weekend.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, and everyone out there in the suburbs community. This is Noah Crane from New Hampshire calling in with my year-end picks for 2024. Well, my single of the year was difficult. Lots of great songs, but the one that I kept going to the most is When You're Outside by Ducks Limited. Now, in a sort of Joy Division, New Order-esque move, they did not include this song, which I think is the best song they put out this year, on their album, Harm's Way. Came out a little bit later, but it is fantastic. If you like jangly guitar, then this song and that band are for you. My album choice for 2024, Harm's Way was definitely in the mix, sort of 1 and 1A for me, but the pick for me is going to be Waxahachie's Tiger's Blood. It is just beautiful and fantastic, top to bottom, not a bad song on the entire album, really just lovely, and frankly, I'm a sucker for anything that's Americana sounding. Those are my picks for this year. Really excited to hear what everyone else chose. And Happy New Year to everyone in the suburbs community. Cheers.
You come alive in the heat. You ain't crossing state lines. Stood up like a crepe myrtle. Can't be killed or denied. Throw a brick through the window. Leave your mess at my door. Lord knows sooner or later it'll wash up to shore. Lord knows sooner or later it'll wash up to shore. You're laughing and smiling. Drove my Jeep through the mud and your teeth and your tongue bright red from tiger's blood. We were young for so long. See we're suckers of time. Drank someone else's juice, left only the rind. Drank someone else's juice and left only the rind. And I held it like a penny I found. It might bring me something, it might wear me down. You got every excuse, but it's an eerie sound. Siren blows, rings all over town. Named after a city you ain't never seen. Spellbinding copperheads banging a tambourine. And it's the kiss of death.
Greetings to the Rockin' the Suburbs community. Mike Schneider calling in from Northern Virginia. As usual, probably after the deadline, with my 2024 music picks. It was a weird music year, and I'm sure because of what was and is continuing to happen in society. I purchased and enjoyed many albums, among them two albums from The Smile, and new releases from Fontaines D.C., Mdou Mokhtar, Mark Knopfler, David Gilmour, Jack White, Brittany Howard, Sturgill Simpson, Vampire Weekend, and I was seduced by the latest Cure album, although I haven't purchased it yet. I also heard great songs by Beyonce and Kacey Musgraves, and yes, Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift. But when it came time to profess my faves of 2024, Southern California's engulfed in flames, and I'm thinking, what the hell does this matter? But you know, I rallied. I donated money to fundraisers for organizations and people I know affected by the fires. And I thought, you know, there are those out there who want to, as Lucinda Williams alludes to in a song, take your joy. So screw that. I'll be honest with you. The album I listened to the most in 2024 was Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. According to Apple Music, I spent 2,600 minutes listening to Miles Davis's music in 2024. Part of it is this fits my work mindset. I prefer not to hear lyrics while I'm working. But it also kind of reflects my 24-hour mindset these days. After that, works by Radiohead and John Coltrane were my most listened to music. But there's another barometer for 2024, because I can easily tell you what my most inspirational albums of the year were. When Mike Wagner and James Petrillo, known as EPJ to some of you, put out the latest Total Strangers album, Watching the Sun Go Out, in April, it blew my mind. Incredible, thought-provoking music made by people I know. I still listen to it regularly, but it's really too emotional of an experience to listen to while I'm working. But thanks to everybody who worked on that, and congratulations. Then in December came the release of the Rock in the Suburbs holiday album. 30 tracks, mostly made by people I know, and all were awesome. From the opening Wingtip Slowed original to that sloppy fun barroom song from Randall Brown and the finale from Frank Muffin and Jim. I'm just in awe, people. I also want to say thanks to everybody who takes time to put in monthly picks of music, songs, or albums. I really appreciate it. It helps educate me and help me open my mind to other music beyond Miles Davis. I did have an exceptional live music itinerary last year. Julie and I knew we had postponed shows for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band and Alison Krauss and Robert Plant coming up. We also saw the Rolling Stones in Philadelphia. And I got to see a multitude of shows, many with members of the Suburbs Pod community, starting with a January show at Jam and Java for Killer Deluxe with Mike Wagner and bumping into Patrick at a jam-packed Wednesday show at the 930 Club a few days later. Phil and Grassi and I saw a Hot Club of Cowtown at Jam and Java. We returned for a performance by Teresa Williams and Larry Campbell in April. Neil Young and Crazy Horse delivered an unequaled set list at the venue which will not be named, witnessed by Julie, Mike Wagner, and Tim Hoffman in May. Then I got to go to Las Vegas to see the first two nights of Dead & Company's Time at the Sphere. I also got to catch Pearl Jam on that trip. Then at Suburbs Fest in Rockford, it was so much fun getting to meet everybody, listen to music, and Julie got to make her onstage singing debut. Upon our return home, Jim Patrick and I headed to 930 Club to see Mdou Mokhtar. Other fun shows include Los Lobos at Birchmere with Tim Hoffman and his son, Richard Thompson with Julie at Strathmore, and I know that Rob Gates and his wife were in the audience, and then Jay Schmidt at the Evening Star in Alexandria. Julie got to meet Sammy Hagar before he played a bunch of Van Halen tunes at the venue that will not be named. And opener, Loverboy, one of her favorite bands, had the loudest show of the year that I attended. In April, we saw Doobie Brothers with Steve Winwood, one of my favorite performers. And also, Phil and I saw Chuck Mead at Jam and Java. And a few days later, we had the fun RTS event there. We also hosted a house party concert for Matt Carlson and got to see Jay Schnitt at the Evening Star in Alexandria. September brought Waxahachie, Jason Isbell, and Radke to our itinerary. We got to see the Drive-By Truckers at Warner Theater in October, then Fontaine's at 9:30 Club with Kevin Goff, then Phil and I caught Sturgill at the Anthem. Looking forward, I've already got a good dance card for 2025. An acoustic Mdou Mokhtar show, Kraftwerk, Billy Gibbons, Fontaine's DC, Oasis, and Metallica. Here's to a good year of music.
Jangly guitar, and this song and that band are for you.